Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as you discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion, delivers conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. We deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And reach out to me directly at 800-306-1900 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. What a beautiful day it is. I mean, it's National Compliment Day, so I guess you're supposed to be complimenting people today, but I also enjoy the idea that it is National Peanut Butter Day today. Creamy or chunky with chocolate or with jelly. Oh, you got to love that idea. Go all the way through on this whole idea. Love it. Yeah, how do you go wrong with peanut butter and jelly? I mean, it's just all American, pretty simple stuff. I enjoy it. How about you looking at the markets today? What's going on in the markets today? Well, obviously, we've got a lot there. Watching the volatility in the markets, I think there's a lot that the economy is looking at saying there's some good stuff on the horizon. I think we should be paying attention to it. When you have a leader of unions, several leaders of unions that are walking out of the White House saying the best meeting they've ever had, and it's probably, I would bet very few of them voted for the current administration, yet they walk out saying that it's the best meeting they ever had, might be a good sign for the horizon. Well, the Dow Jones showing the idea of what's on the horizon. Dow up 61 points. Oil up 68 cents per barrel. What is that doing for gas prices? Well, the national average, $2.302 as of this morning or overnight. 279.6 is the cost right here in the state of confusion. I have a feeling that that's going to change a little bit. Why? Well, we just saw one of the latest of the executive orders coming out of Washington, D.C. Now the president signs executive orders pushing forward, advancing the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline and Dakota Access pipelines. With both of those being pushed forward under the current administration, I will suggest to you that it's going to have an effect on oil prices. Now, they've got to stay high enough to make it worthwhile for the companies to continue. But number one, look at what they're doing already, though. The Keystone XL pipeline creating jobs in America, the Dakota Access pipeline creating jobs in America. Canada bringing their oil through the U.S. to our refineries. That's going to give jobs in our refineries. And the effect will be, yeah, we're going to have lower oil prices, lower. Now, what do lower oil prices mean in the U.S.? Well, maybe it means we stop bringing in as much oil from places like Saudi Arabia, Iraq, other areas of the Middle East. The less we bring from them, the less we use theirs, the more we generate, the more we can start selling out in the open market, the less relevant they become, the less financially sound they become, which is good for us. Unbelievable. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said the disputed segment of the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota would need to be rerouted. Political observers expected the move to be challenged by President Trump once he took office, and now it has been challenged. President pushing that forward, I think, to me, great news. Whether you like it or not, we know one thing for sure. This president does go to work every single day, and I don't think we're going to all like every one of his programs. It was very, very obvious if you watched the news at all. John McCain did not like the fact that we pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership on the Republican side, yet Bernie Sanders, about as liberal as they get, self-proclaimed socialist, he liked the idea. So I don't think we're going to be seeing business as usual. One of the things that we're obviously not going to see business as usual is the National Endowments of the Arts. Yeah, President Trump is reportedly planning to cut some of the money going to the National Endowment of the Arts. Now, if you did look to Jeff Flake, United States Senator from Arizona, talking about his waste book just recently, a lot of waste in government thrown into the National Endowment for the Arts. The impact of fish on treadmills. Yeah, that was one of them that was financed by the National Endowment of the Arts. $148 million go to the National Endowment of the Arts. Monkeys on a treadmill, hipster parties, koozies, pizza action. These are all some of the items of waste that we see, and hopefully any of them that are coming through the National Endowment of the Arts, yeah, maybe we won't even have to hear from Madonna anymore. Just a thought right there that maybe we won't hear from her on some of this garbage that she gets herself into or spews. And to hear some of her rhetoric, I hope that the FBI is doing the due diligence and paying a visit to that individual. Just because she's been so irrelevant lately, brilliant, brilliant marketer. Whether you like her music or not, been a brilliant, brilliant marketer. When she first came on the scene, she had a good voice and did some very, very outrageous antics and got all kinds of publicity for it. You see that in the Trump administration or the candidate Donald Trump? Kind of followed along the same area, right? Do say some outrageous things, a lot of publicity, build that up. Well, Madonna went silent, became irrelevant, and now she's doing some crazy things to try and get herself relevant again. Be nice to see if we could save some of that, what they say, $140 million, $140 billion a year that goes to this National Endowment to the Arts. And you know, again, if it's going $148 million a year, think about that. Over 10 years, $1 billion saved. I'd like to see, maybe we'll finally get a president that will go down the line. All of them talk about doing this. They all talk about going line by line on the budget and seeing where the waste is before they decide to raise taxes. Well, maybe now that we've got a businessman, a bunch of business people in the office, maybe we'll see that exactly happen. Another executive order, repeal of Obamacare. Now, I watched on social media, there are people out there that believe that Senate has voted on repealing Obamacare. They believe that the House has voted on repealing of Obamacare. They have not. They've voted on the procedural methods of doing that. So when you think about the idea, President Trump yesterday signed an executive order to repeal Obamacare provisions. So anything that was done through Obamacare, he's repealed through the executive order process. But more, he said, stop enforcing some of these things. They're going to be repealed down the road. Why would you go and enforce some of these areas or fine people for doing things that we know are going to be repealed shortly? Very, very interesting way of doing things. Getting some of the regulation out of Washington. You got to love that idea. Speaking of getting out of Washington, thank goodness that President Obama is out of Washington. Did you see the parting gift he gave to Israel? Oh, wait a second. Did you see the parting gift that he gave to the Palestinians? $221 million, $221 million of your dollars and mine that President Obama gave to the Palestinians on the way out the door. $221 million. Can you believe that another slap in the face of Israel? You know something? I can say this because I am in the group. How many Jewish people continue to support this man that does everything that he possibly could to harm and destroy the state of Israel? Unbelievable. But the Jewish people continue to support him. Craziness. $221 million to the Palestinian Authority. I think there was another $4 million for climate change programs, $1.25 million for UN organizations, all on his way out the door. Congress had been trying to stop this funding, found a way around it, did it on the way out the door Friday morning. Maybe they should have used that money to pay for his plane trip and sent him back to Washington and say, you know something, we didn't have the funding because you sent it to the Palestinians. Unbelievable what this man has done to the United States of America. Moving right along. What else do we have on the docket today? Companies that came back from the brink of death. Macy's, we heard, closing stores. The Limited is bankrupt and shuttering locations around the country. Sears may not be able to last until 2018. Unbelievable. Corporations going, having trouble. But those that came back, how about Apple? They have come back. Best Buy, Marvel, GM, AIG, IBM, Starbucks, Jack in the Box, Chrysler, 2008 financial meltdown, Lego. All these companies coming back from the brink of death. I think good leadership. You think they figured out, or maybe they hired some of the same people that are going to work for you and I in Washington right now. Maybe that's the case. I hope it is. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, boy, do we have a full docket for you today. 8 steps to get ready for your refinance. How low interest rates increase your home purchasing power. Choosing the right financial advisors. Anybody ever talk to you about, you know, I see those ads on TV saying about, did you get your money back? Well, the idea isn't a matter of getting your money back. The idea is we want to get these to meet our goals and objectives. So did you hire the right financial advisor? Do you know who they are? We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. You have a credit report. Got the wrong script there. If you have some equity in your home, you're 62 years of age or older, and you want to save, maybe do some financial planning through a reverse mortgage, might be a great opportunity for you to look into it. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Jay Kaplan. He helps out all of our listeners who are in the world of reverse mortgage. Got some great content right there for you. How to choose a financial advisor is our topic this morning, and we're going to chat a little bit about some of the mistakes people make when choosing a financial advisor. Again, a lot of people just don't know what questions to ask. What are they trying to accomplish? I go through this all the time when I'm consulting with people. One of the big issues is they just don't understand what they're trying to get, and how do you benchmark? How do you know if your financial advisor is doing the right things for you? Well, when you start your search for a financial advisor, you need someone whose skills matches yours. That means you need to recognize what you're looking for before you start looking. Here's some of the common needs from financial advisors: cash flow management, budgeting, retirement planning, investing, education, taking care of your mom and dad. All these are items that you think about. No financial advisor is perfect for every need, which is why it's so important to understand your needs before hiring a financial advisor. So to find a financial advisor, first step is choosing an advisor after examining your needs is to find potential advisors. Give me a call. Again, I can put in touch with several. You want to find someone who is easy to reach, ideally not too far from your home or office, so it's easy to get to a meeting if needed. There are over 750,000 registered financial advisors in the United States. Think about that. So what are some of the questions to ask a financial advisor? Once you've found a few, you should interview them to decide who's best fit for your needs. Here are some example questions asked to make sure you end up with the right advisor. Here's a few of them. How many years of experience do you have as a professional financial advisor? Everybody starts off at day one. That's not a problem. The issue is that the guys that are starting off brand new, well, are they working with a team that can get you to where you want to go? Do they have somebody that they can go to very quickly? It is a very, very cutthroat business. If they're not on a team, then many instances, the people there just don't want to help them. So then what are you going to do at that point? Well, you got a problem. What is your strongest focus area in financial planning? Some advisors are experts in retirement. Others have experts in estates and trusts. Others are best suited to help your child's education. Some financial advisors focus on people who are self-employed. Be sure to choose someone who can help with what you need, not what someone else needs. Boy, have we heard that before? What is your budgeting philosophy? Every family's budget is unique. Budgets can be very detailed or more general. Some advisors suggest living frugally to meet your goals. Others take a more balanced approach. Find somebody who's philosophically in line with you. How compensated? That's an important question. You need to understand they're not doing it for fun. So you want to find out, how do they get paid? How do they make their living? They're doing it to feed a family. Do they get paid a commission on sales? Are they an asset based? Are they getting paid based if your account grows, their commissions grow or their fees grow? Do they get paid just because they sold you a one-time product and they're going to be gone forever? Very, very simple. How much does it cost to work with you? After learning how they're paid, make sure you know how much you will pay. No surprises. They're good for birthdays, not when you're coming to business, not when you're talking about finance. No surprises. Are you a fiduciary? Fiduciary means putting your needs first. Many financial advisors work as a fiduciary and have to put your needs first, even if it means they earn less. However, many financial advisors are not fiduciaries and can give you advice that is not in your best interest. Do you own the same investments you'll suggest to me? Do they put their money where their mouth is? Advisors who suggest one strategy to clients and use a different strategy for their own finances, well, you might need to understand why. Now, here's a perfect example. There are some financial advisors. Think about this concept, because this, again, is not a one-size-fits-all. I saw an article recently, and they said, if they use something different for themselves than you, that should be a red flag. And I'm going to say, well, maybe not necessarily. Maybe they have parents that they're taking care of. Maybe they have special needs children that they have to account for or plan for. Maybe they've got college-age children and you've got newborns who don't have kids yet. If they're not in the same part of life, then maybe their invest strategy is going to be different than yours. Maybe they're closer to retirement. Maybe they've just plain got more money than you. How have your clients' portfolios performed? How did you handle the portfolios during the Great Recession? Questions get to the root of their performance. If advisors does not readily share this information, they're probably hiding something. Now, did their portfolios go down? Most likely they did. Because the market, when it's going to drop 50%, in many instances, a portfolios that are managed are going to drop. But what you want to find out is, did they drop less than whatever the market or the benchmarks did? How did their clients perform? So going down isn't necessarily a bad thing. A financial advisor, think about this. I just had this conversation, in the last week, and somebody was saying, well, my portfolio hasn't performed as well as the market over the last, 6 or 8 months. I said, well, the market has skyrocketed over that period of time. He said, yeah, that's what we want. And I said, well, if you're accepting a market that skyrockets, similarly accepting that your portfolio could drop like a rock. Well, if you've got enough risk to take all that upside and you get that skyrocket, if your portfolio can go up 15%, you should understand that it can also go down 15%. What are you going to do in that instance? So what I'm going to suggest is, when you're looking for financial advisors, you want somebody that is going to outperform benchmarks. If the market's down 15%, outperforming, it means they only go down maybe 10%. But if their benchmark goes up, 6, 7%, did they go up? Because you're going to be somewhere in the middle. You're not going to take all the risk on the downside. You're not going to get all the benefit on the upside. And for the most part, people are going to be happy there. They're not going to want to be in that spot where they take all of the risk. I wouldn't want to. Make sure financial advisor is licensed. That's a big issue. Not all are, and what license do they have? Think about that concept as well, because do they have the right licenses of what you want? Series 7, Series 63, insurance. Those are the licenses I had at Merrill Lynch. Now, have they changed? Yeah, there are some changes in the licenses. I'm always leery when somebody says to me, we're going to do great, I'm going to get you 10%. Well, you got to wonder why. How is that happening? When you look at right now, the California Teachers Union, the Public Employees Union, they used in their budget 7% return on investment. It is not a realistic number, yet they have billions of dollars to invest. They can pay the best people in the world, and they cannot earn 7% for their funds. That's why we had a $1.9 billion shortfall in the budget, is because they can't do what they're promising. Do you think you can? Do you think that whomever you hire is going to have the same resources as this fund that has billions of dollars? If an advisor makes promises that sound like something from the presidential election or campaign, be careful. Promises to beat the market and outperform other advisors and funds are easier said than done. and no advisor can promise they're going to beat the market. Basically, that's illegal. So think about that. Choose an advisor you trust. If you get a bad gut feel with a financial advisor, I'm going to say run, don't walk. Then you're going to always have to be looking over your shoulder and trying to figure out what are they doing? What are they in your best interest? I'm going to suggest that's not the advisor for you. If you just don't feel right, don't try and make it feel right. Don't try to put that square peg in the round hole. It's not going to fit. And just trust your gut a little bit. Just a few of the ideas right there on choosing the right financial advisor. That is the Ron Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Check out the website. They've got a lot of great information there. For those of you that are 62 years of age or older, have some equity in your home, maybe you've got a lot of equity in your home and you want to make sure that you're prepared in case of some home care health issues. Maybe you want to be prepared in case of the storm yesterday. Do you have any structural or issues with your property that need fixing? Yeah, that money available so you can just write a check instead of waiting out the time to get it in place. That's called being prepared. And the reverse mortgage can be a very, very inexpensive tool to save you a lot of money and a lot of headaches. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, steps to get ready for a refinance and how low interest rates increase your home purchasing power. All that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1 on YouTube, ronsiegel1 on YouTube, or ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage Financial. When you're looking for that next loan, the first loan, maybe it's your first-time home buyer, our friends over at Gold Star have the programs, have the products that are right for you. Everything from the FHA and our favorite loan, no question about my favorite loan anyway, is the VA loan. Just because it's a way of saying thank you to those that have served, those that give us the ability and the opportunity to do what we want here at home while they've gone over and served. Did you happen to see, I don't know about this as being part of the Mortgage Minute, but did you happen to see the back and forth between New York Democrat Chuck Schumer? Unbelievable. There is an issue about the Democrats holding up the president-elect's or President Trump's cabinet picks. And Tom Cotton called him out on it. Senator Tom Cotton called him out on it, saying that, hey, you know something? You promised three for last Friday on election date. Schumer held that up and didn't allow it to happen. In fact, one of them was just confirmed yesterday. And so then Chuck Schumer says to Tom Cotton, he doesn't know what he's talking about. What were you doing 8 years ago? Well, Tom Cotton very quickly and bluntly advised Chuck Schumer that he was in Iraq 8 years ago. And I'll quote, 8 years ago, I was getting my ass shot at in Afghanistan. and he continues, don't talk to me about where I was 8 years ago. Cotton served two tours in Iraq and Afghanistan in the U.S. Army as a member of the 101st Airborne Division. Funny, I don't hear any further comments from Schumer because he's probably been sitting in Washington, D.C. for a few decades, certainly not doing what Tom Cotton was doing for America. But I digress. Amazing. Again, our friends over at Gold Star, they've got the FHA loan. They've got the VA loan. Jumbo loans of all sizes. Stuff over there. So just give them a call. Get that going. So the question we're going to talk about today, how low interest rates increase your purchasing power. According to Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage market survey, we talk about it every week, interest rates for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage are currently at 4.09%. And remember, you have to pay a half a point to get that. That's on their average. Very low in comparison to recent history. The interest rate you secure when buying a home not only greatly impacts your monthly housing costs, but your purchasing power. Purchasing power, simply put, is the amount of home you can afford to buy for the budget you have available to spend. As rates increase, the price of the house you can afford if you plan to stay within a certain monthly housing budget. The chart below shows, and I'm going to put that chart out for you. The chart shows the impact. If you want to keep your principal and interest payments at about $1,100. Now, I use $1,100 because it starts out with a $250,000 purchasing power. If you have a 3.25% interest rate, again, you talk about the FHA, VA, maybe buying the rate down a little bit. But that is an easy number because it kind of is below where the market is today, but you can multiply with it easily. So if you're looking for a $500,000 house, you just use a doubling of these numbers. So being that today we're looking at about a 4% interest rate, 4.25% interest rate, the purchase power drops 7.5% down to 231 when interest rates go from 3.25 to 4.25. Think about that concept. 4.25 is a 10% drop. So with each 0.25% increase in interest rate, the value of home you can afford decreases by 2.5%. The experts are saying mortgage rates will be closer to 5% by this time next year. So that tells us your purchasing power could potentially drop by as much as 7.5%. By waiting if the interest rates go up as predicted. Think about that concept is just simply acting now. Now, I've talked to you about this before, about where interest rates are going. The other item you should always be thinking about when you're talking about interest rates is what's happening with rental rates. And I have a chart here. I'm gonna put this chart up just because it's quite fascinating when you understand where interest rates are with respect to what or where rental rates are going with respect to our whole economy. Because rental rates continue to just way, way outpace what's been going on in our economy. So why is it that people continue to look for renting? We're going to talk a lot tomorrow with Melinda Johnson about the idea of, hey, why do you keep on renting when you could potentially be buying? Why aren't you on a plan to purchase a home instead of being on a plan to get a new lease to continue renting? So I'm going to share this chart, median asking rent since 1988. I'm going to share it on our social media channels, but what my real question for you will be, based once you see this chart, I'm going to ask you to put on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, do you think rental rates are going to go up or go down? Well, if you lock your mortgage in, if you buy a new house and lock in to a 30-year fixed rate loan, there's only one direction your home loan can go, down. Because if it's a 30-year fixed rate loan, you're guaranteed that it's going to stay that same rate for 30 years until you pay off your house. Or if interest rates drop, you have the ability to refinance, restructure that loan, and get a lower interest rate. So the only way your housing expense can go is down. Think about that concept. That's why if you know that you've got a lease that's coming up in April or May when a lot of leases come due, give a call today, go online today, and let's get a game plan for you to get a new house in April or May, to buy a house. Now, we've told you, you can go and start shopping and just take a look at what's in the marketplace. Go to NEST, N-E-S-T, text NEST to 79564, and you'll be able to find out what's available in your area that you want to live in. You can put in all kinds of parameters, and then it gives you the real information that you want to know. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. That's a little information on how low interest rates increase your purchasing power. In the Mortgage Minute today, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Again, all you have to do is text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. If you're ready to look at getting pre-approved, go to the Siegel Lending Team page, SiegelLendingTeam.com, and you can simply apply right there. It takes about 5 minutes to get applied for a loan. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate finance and the financial markets. When we come back, steps to get ready to refinance, if that's on your agenda, that's on your to-do list before rates start going up. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you.
Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalB.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. That's why I know yours is wrong, too. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to make the phone call or go right on their website, get the information, get signed up, get registered, and find out where the what's going on with the whole concept. Again, CreditSanitizer.com. I think it's about $87 a month, something along those lines. It's not outrageously expensive. And I'm going to suggest you might want to be chatting with them on a regular basis, especially if you're thinking about refinancing your home, because here are some steps to get ready for refinancing. I'm going to share these with you. And then I'm going to also give you some information about, you know, some of the things you need to know. Some of the things might blow you out of the water on trying to get refinanced. That's a big question as well. So the first step in getting refinanced is obviously you want to know where the interest rates are. Before you refinance, you need to find out if it's going to benefit you financially. Compare the interest rate of your mortgage with current rates. It may seem that a lower rate automatically equals savings. However, it is important to keep in mind the cost of refinancing. As you know, our friends over at Gold Star, what they do for listeners of Ron Siegel Radio is they're going to waive all of your lender fees. Third-party fees they can't control, but the lender fees, they do waive them for listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just make sure you let them know that you heard it here. Good information there. Establish when you'll begin to save. That's called the break-even point. You want to find out how much it's going to cost, if it's going to cost anything. And then you look and you say, okay, take the total expenses divided by the monthly savings. How long will that take? That gives you your break-even point and see if that makes sense. You have to know, are you planning on staying there that long? Are you planning on being in the property long enough to hit that savings point? Calculate your total savings. Again, determine how much you'll save by showing the length of your loan, cost of your current loan, and compare it with the new loan. This will help you calculate total savings of the refinance. Determine your home's value. It's important to determine your home's value in order to determine whether a lender will be willing to refinance. Again, you can go to NAST, N-E-S-T, text NAST to 7956. Not only do they have a service on there that will let you find out what your property, you know, what your area is selling for, but if you give me a call, I can connect you with their part of their program that will also tell you the price of every property that sells in your neighborhood. As soon as it goes hit the services from the recording, county recorder's office, get your credit score. You got to know your credit score. It's a huge factor in determining when it comes to financing. The higher the score, the more attractive will be to lenders. Know your score in order to better understand how you will be perceived by lenders. Again, FICO score, not Vantage score. Better known in my world as FICO score. You want a true Fair ID Corp score. That's all the lenders use because that's what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines allow them to use. So you don't want to be using something that's not going to get you where you want to be. A FICO score will be better for you than getting bad information, believing that you've got a score that isn't quite what you think it is. I'm going to tell you, go to a great mortgage banker. Do not go to the bank on the corner. The mortgage banker is the one that's going to give you the information. they do. It's like a personal shopper. They're going to go to a lot of different lenders, figure out who's got the best opportunity for you, and see, make sure that matches up. They work for you in a way that is best, because if you don't get the loan you want, don't get paid. Real simple. Decide whether it's right to move forward at this time or may need to be waiting a little bit longer. Again, it's not always a clear-cut answer, and you might even be wanting, depending upon your financial structure, you might be saying, you know, something, I want to cut down the term. I want to keep the term the same. That's one of the big problems or big concerns I hear when people go and they are doing a 30-year loan, and then they get down 5 years into it, or maybe they're right now at that 10-year mark, when you don't remember that you got that home equity line of credit. Yes, you've been making two payments, but you don't remember that that has a recast period at the end of 10 years, and all of a sudden that loan you've been making interest-only payments on, payment coupon comes, and it says make a payment. All that is interest-only. Well, now you get to the point of saying, well, you know something, I don't want the interest-only, or you don't have a choice after 10 years. They convert it to either a due clause where you have to pay it all, yikes, or they have the other side of that where it's now due and payable in 15 years, which again is yikes. Yeah, it hurts because you're dealing with having to make a 15-year amortized payment, which is a huge increase from that interest-only payment you've been working on. Get your financial information in order. I've shared this with you before. mbelinks.com/docs, D-O-C-S. mbelinks.com/DOCS. And it gives you a checklist of all the different documents that you're going to need to do a loan. Whether you do it with our friends over at Gold Star or anywhere else, if it's going to be a traditional loan, you're going to be needing bank statements, pay stubs, tax returns, W-2s, 1099s, if you have a divorce decree, if you've got self-employment, K-1s, all those items go into the mix. You're going to need those. If you don't have a checklist for using them, it becomes an overwhelming, daunting task of getting this documentation prepared. I'm going to suggest to you, it doesn't have to be. If you're doing these things in advance, I'm going to suggest to you, it's not a lot of fun. It's like going out to the movies with your friends. But the whole idea behind it is you're doing what's right for you and your family. You're helping with your financial planning. I've done the sessions many, many times, retiring on $18,000 a month with no 401k, no IRA, and having a mortgage. So think about that. Maybe we'll talk about that at the end of the week. We'll see how our timing goes and our guests go with that time. But on the flip side of that whole issue is, what are some of the items that will make you unqualified to buy a home? These are mostly credit report items. Number one, not checking your credit reports, not knowing that there's a collection on there that maybe you just never knew about. Pay your bills late. That's a good way of getting your score to drop and being turned down for a loan. Co-signing on a loan. That puts that debt in its entirety into your debt-to-income ratio. Be very, very careful when you're co-signing on a loan. We've talked about this before. Don't shut down your old credit cards. That causes a problem as well. You want that length of history to continue to grow. Use the card. Buy a cup of coffee. Buy a tank of gas. Pay it off. Certainly, right before you're going to buy a house or refinance, don't go on a spending spree. I did have a client that we were consulting with several years back. Decided in the middle of their escrow, they'd go buy a motorhome and a new Mercedes. Guess what that did to their debt-to-income ratio? Yeah, it was not a pretty sight. Just some thoughts for you. That's why I go over these things on a regular basis. Sometimes it might even, to me, it feels like I'm repeating myself, but I get the same question over and over again. But in any event, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Again, thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.